Some key points to remember as they relate to assessment services. All three components of medical necessity should be identified in the assessment document. This could be the full assessment, reassessment, assessment addendum when applicable, and the assessment progress note. As a quick refresher, the three components of medical necessity are an ICD-10 included diagnosis, functional impairment in at least one life area, and clinical interventions. Assessment, coded as 90791, may or may not include face-to-face time, depending on who you're meeting. What's important here to remember is that face-to-face time is accounted for only if you are meeting with the client face-to-face. So although you may be meeting with a parent or a significant support person face-to-face, the time would be zero face-to-face because it's not with the client. Please remember that only staff working in the role of a mental health therapist can bill this code. So scope of practice is very important here. As you can see below, those that can provide this service include a mental health therapist who may be a licensed psychologist, licensed MFT, licensed clinical social worker, waivered PhD, PsyD, BBS registered associate marriage and family therapist, and or associate social worker. Student interns from aforementioned disciplines may also complete assessments. However, they do need signatures or co-signatures of a licensed clinical staff.